For several months now, a small but vital piece of machinery in the nation's intellectual property system has been undergoing an upgrade. The Copyright Office, part of the Library of Congress, recently stood up the Copyright Modernization Office. Its goal is to become a lean, nimble, results-oriented organization. Joining me with more, Karen Temple, the Acting Register of Copyrights and Director of U.S. Copyrights Office, and Ricardo Farage Fejo, Director of the Copyright Modernization Office. Good to have you both on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So why don't we start with you, Ricardo? First of all, what is the purpose of the Modernization Office? What has to be modernized here?
So the purpose of the Modernization Office is we were created as a result of the revised IT Modernization Plan. And our direction is to direct all modernization activities, IT and non-IT, with regards to the Copyright Office. Our goal is to rethink how the Copyright Office does business, and not only from the business side, but from the IT side, and hopefully create set a new direction on how the Copyright Office should function in the future.
Okay, so zooming out for just a second here, Karen, I'll ask you then. On the website, it says the Copyright Office is independent and yet within the Library of Congress. So it sounds like you have your own infrastructure and your own kind of policy office to do the specific job you need to do.
Well, we are within the Library of Congress. We're not an independent agency. We're within the Library of Congress. That's where we've been for a number of years on policy issues. We have a lot of independence in terms of being able to develop and make recommendations to Congress, which is one of our statutory requirements under the Copyright Act. But we do share all of the infrastructure of the Library of Congress and recently the Library centralized all of its IT functions within one office within the library, the Office of the Chief Information Officer of the Library of Congress. And so our IT functions, our sole IT functions, are now within that office as well.
And just give us a sense of the scope of the Copyright Office. I mean, how many copyrights get issued every year? How many people does it take to do that?
It takes a large number of people. I mean, we support the entire copyright system of the United States. That is a multi-billion dollar economy. And so we do have a huge job to undertake. We roughly register approximately 500,000 registration applications each year. We have just under 400 employees, although all of our employees are not registration specialists. In addition to people who actually review our registration applications, we also have a public information office, for example, which handles thousands of calls from the public about copyright registration issues. We have an office of general counsel that helps support the legal aspects of our role, and we have a policy and international affairs department that works on policy issues and helps to advise Congress as well. So we have we're a small office, but I think we have a oversized impact on the United States economy.
Well, I mean, in some sense, the function goes back to the founding of the Republic, correct?
Yes, it definitely does. The Constitution itself was identified IP rights in the first article of the Constitution, and so that is something that our founding fathers really thought was important for the development, I think, of a burgeoning country to be able to have a way for authors to be able to protect their rights in order to incentivize them to create. So that is something I think that this country has recognized since its founding.
Now, the Modernization Office within the Copyright Office then is focused on IT and the process by which people who are seeking a copyright go through that whole, all the steps they need to do?
Yes. You know, I will say, you know, we often consider modernization both modernization with a big M and a little M, in the sense that an aspect of modernization certainly is our IT infrastructure. As anybody who has utilized our office services knows, right now it is not, I think, as efficient as it could be. And we want to really be able to take advantage of the technological advances that have been, you know, out there in the public for the last several years. And so we want to create a system that, again, will allow people to easily and efficiently register their copyrighted works. Something where, for example, you might be able to actually do it on your own mobile phone, as opposed to having to log into a computer. We also want the ability to be able to allow databases to talk to us through APIs, where you can actually connect to our system directly, get information from us, as well as send information to us. So there's a lot of things that we want to do on the kind of little M side of modernization. On the big M side, we also realize, though, that technology is only one aspect of developing a modern office. And so we do want to ensure that our internal processes, the way that we actually are organized, the way that our workflow works, is also as modern as possible, in addition to the regulations that we actually have issued.
Sure, got it.
So we want to make sure that that's modern as well, and we've actually done a number of developments on the legal side through various rulemakings to improve our regulations as well.
We're speaking with Karen Temple. She's acting Register of Copyrights and Director of the U.S. Copyrights Office, and Ricardo Farage Fehu, Director of the Copyright Modernization Office. And let's talk more about that modernization office. What are some of the strategies you're pursuing to modernize process?
Recently, we had an RFI, a request for information, and we conducted an industry day where we're seeking public and private partnership in order for industry to help us develop the new system. So it was very successful, and we had a lot of positive feedback. And the hopes is to establish kind of like a zero-cost contract or some sort of agreements in order to build a system that can actually stand the test of time. One of the things that we always struggle is to ensure that the system can keep up with changes in regulations, new technology, and because we are supporting a creative industry, our system should reflect that as well. So this just happened last week. It was very successful, and we hope that by around June, those entities and companies that came and participated will show, kind of like demonstrate through demos, that they can actually achieve that. And from there, we're hoping to issue an RFP to seek out the development of the new system of what we call the Enterprise Copyright System.
So things are done with paper now at this point for the most part?
Well, it depends on which area you're asking about. I will say that our registration system is an electronic system, but it is not the most technologically advanced system that you could imagine. So that is a system that needs to be redone. However, our recordation system is still paper-based, and that is a system where if you wanted to record an ownership interest in a copyright at work, you would send information to us. Right now, you have to do that through on paper. We don't have an electronic system, so when we get paper documents that record an ownership instrument, we actually have to then manually input that into our system. So that is something that we've long needed to update.
And I thought I heard the idea of a no-cost contract. Does that mean the contractor who develops this new system would be paid out of the fees that the copyright seekers would pay?
I would say that is, we are exploring creative ways to pay for this. Modernization is not cheap. And so one of the things that we want to do is make sure that we've explored all options before we actually, finally implement our modernization in terms of payment. And so one of the things that we are considering is no-cost contracting. That can be done in a number of different ways. Sometimes it's done where, the industry or the entity would be able to get a certain fee on the back end per registration application, for example. But there are other kind of creative cost, no-cost contracting that we would consider as we kind of move forward.
Karen Temple, Acting Register of Copyrights and Director of the U.S. Copyrights Office. You also heard Ricardo Farage Fehu, Director of the Copyright Modernization Office. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews on iTunes or Podcast One.